भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं करति वाचालं पिंगुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। Today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 34, the opulence of the absolute. 34 was done yesterday? Okay. Parvati Mataji told me to do it again today. And the same verse. So we'll do the same thing. मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीर्वाक्च शिवाक्च नारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वरश्च उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यतम् कीर्ति श्रीवाक्चनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृति क्षमा। माताजी मृत्यु सर्वहरसाम सर्वविशतम इति श्रीवचनहरिणम् स्मृति मेधाति क्षमा मृत्यु सर्वहरसाम उद्भवस्य भविष्यताम् कृते श्रीवाक्चन हरिणाम् मतिर्मेधाधृति क्षमा मृत्यु डेथ सर्वहर ऑल डिवोरिंग च ऑल्सो अहम् आई एम् उद्भव जनरेशन च ऑल्सो भविष्यताम् of future manifestations kirti fame sri opulence or beauty vak fine speech cha also narinam of women smriti memory medha intelligence dhriti firmness Shama, patience. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I am all devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness and patience. Purport. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Thus, death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. That death is Krishna. As for future development, all living entities undergo six basic changes. They are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they reproduce, they dwindle, and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. The seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness and patience, are all considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them or some of them, he becomes glorious. If a man is famous as a righteous man, that makes him glorious. Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. If after studying one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with a good memory or smriti and the ability not only to read many books on different subject matters but to understand them and apply them when necessary is intelligence. Medha, another opulence. The ability to overcome unsteadfastness is called firmness or steadfastness, dhriti. And when one is fully qualified, yet is humble and gentle, and when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and in ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called patience, shama. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदंतिकं वंदेयं श्री गुरो श्रीतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं शक्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मृत्यु सर्वरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यताम् कीर्ति श्री वाक्चनारीणां स्मृतिर्मेधा धृतिक्षणा. So here in this chapter, Lord Krishna, in answer to Arjuna's questions, is describing about his opulences. Generally, people, they do not understand God. And those who are spiritually advanced, they may be able to understand God. But general people or materialistic people, they have no understanding of God. So Arjuna was asking this question on behalf of the general populace, that how those who are materialistic in nature, those who only see matter or believe matter, how they can realize God in material world. So for them, something has to be shown so they can see and realize, okay, this is God or this is God's opulence. So in the answer to that question, Krishna is describing his opulences in this material world, by which we can realize that how Krishna has manifested himself in different features in this material world. So here in this verse particularly, Lord Krishna is speaking about death. Mrityu sarvaharasaham. I am all devouring death, because this is the truth of this material world. No one can deny death. As birth is certain, death is also certain. As it has been stated by Lord Krishna himself, jatasya idhruvang mrityu, dhruvang janma mrityasya cha. Anyone who has taken birth in this material world, death is certain for him. So no one can escape death, though we don't want. No one wants death, because death is very fearful. Even sometimes people are so much afraid of death, they don't want to discuss about death. They are so much attached to their material happiness, comforts. So they think that death will take away their material comforts. Death will take away their happiness. So they are afraid of death, and they don't want to discuss about death. And sometimes, even they don't want to hear the name or the word death. They are so much afraid of this death. Once I was in Fiji, I was going to a program. So the devotee who had arranged that program, before the program he told me, "Maharaj, you don't discuss about death." I was surprised to hear that. I said, "Why?" Then the devotee told me that because we are cultivating a big man and he is a big donor, so we don't want to discuss about death in front of him because he will be coming to the program. So we want to keep them in illusion. So we don't discuss death. But whether we discuss death or not, it does not matter. Death will come and it will take away everything, all devouring death. And what is that sarva? Here Krishna says, sarva-harasaham. I am all devouring death. I'll take away everything. So what is that everything? In material world, we see we are very much attached to our body. And we are in a conception of I and mine. We think I am this material body, and everything related to this material body is mine. And we live in this material world with this illusion of I and mine. And we think we can enjoy this material world. But Krishna says, I am all devouring death. I will take away everything. I will take away your material body. You are attached to the material body, I will take away your material body. That is called death. When the soul leaves the material body becomes useless. And we say that person is gone. So that material body will be gone one day. We think our material body is so beautiful, so strong, and with this material body we enjoy this material world. That's why we want to keep this body fit, but one day we have to lose this body. That death will come and take away this body. This body will be destroyed. And then, not only that, while alive, at the end we'll give up this body will be taken away from us. So, during our lifetime, whom we thought that is mine, or whatever is mine, Krishna also takes away those things from us. Even while living, we see in front of us our family members, they are dying. Our father is dying, our mother is dying, sometimes our wife is dying, sometimes our husband is dying, sometimes our son or daughter is dying, Sometimes our relatives are dying. And we have thought they are all mine. So when they die, we lament for them. Oh, now they are gone. So my happiness is reduced. Because when one is in materially comfortable situation, he wants to share that with his family members and relatives. So when he sees that everyone is gone, then how he is going to share his material comforts? So he laments. So in this way, the family members are gone, and sometimes the material opulence, wealth, that is also taken away by Krishna. Sometimes whatever possession we have and we are attached to, that is also taken away by Krishna. And we have no control over any of this. We cannot do anything. That's why Krishna says, I am all devouring death. I can take away everything. So a person who is really intelligent, he can understand that why it is happening. Though I don't want, why I have to die? Why everything will be taken away from me? And sometimes, even if you don't understand, when death comes, we have to admit that we have to leave this body. Materialistic people, they try to enjoy their life. And in course of enjoyment, one day suddenly death comes. And they are not ready to face the death. And they have to die. So in this way, actually the person, he sees that something super powerful is acting over everyone, everything in this material world. And we have no control over that supreme person or supreme power. And that will remind us that something or some power is there who is controlling all of us, controlling the whole material world. And that will give a glimpse of some superior power whom we can call the God or the Supreme Controller. So in that way one can realize Krishna through death. Krishna says, Madhvayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madhvayat. Out of fear of me, the wind blows. Madhvayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madhvayat. And out of fear of me, the sun shines, sun gives light. The sun gives warmth, heat. Barsati Indra, Dahati Agni. And out of fear of me, Lord Indra gives rain. Out of fear of me, the fire digests everything, eats everything. Or the fire burns everything. Mrityuscharati madhvayat. And this death is moving out of fear of me. So here Krishna says, I am death. So Mahakal, the eternal time, is Krishna. So he says, Mrityu sarvaharasyaham. I am the death, all devouring death, and udbhavascha bhavishyatam. And I am also the cause of birth of everything in this material world. Because Krishna is the cause of the creation. He creates everything in this material world. This material world itself is created by Krishna. All living entities are coming from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything, both material and spiritual. So everything is coming from Him. And we see there is a pattern in it, that everything is coming, taking birth, and then it grows, stays for some time, reproduces, dwindles, then finishes. It goes on transformations. Every material things goes through transformations in this material world. And the ultimate end is destruction, death. This is the nature of this material world. So no one can live here eternally in the same form, or no object can stay here eternally. It has to vanish. This is the nature of this material world. And anyone who is intelligent can think that I want to live eternally because we are the spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So that desire is natural for us to live eternally. But we see that as long as we are getting this material bodies, we cannot live here eternally. We are going and changing these material bodies one after another. And in this way, we are suffering in this material world, though we are eternal souls and we are meant for enjoyment with Krishna. Because the nature of the soul is pleasure-seeking. Because Krishna is the source of all pleasures. So it is natural for the soul to seek pleasure. But since the soul has been encased with this material body, then we cannot actually enjoy eternally. We have to suffer because of this material body and being situated in this material world. So Krishna says, I am the cause of creation. Udbhavastha bhavishyata. So the child in the womb has no control over himself. Neither the child has any control, nor the mother has any control over the child. And when the child will come out from the womb, how it will come out, that is also controlled by Krishna. Sometimes we see a child is born dead. Sometimes we see the child comes out from the womb and starts crying. Most of the time we see the child after taking birth cries. Because the child feels pain while coming out from the womb of the mother. And sometimes the child feels so much pain that he cannot breathe properly. And he dies before the birth. So this is the situation of this material world. And so Krishna is controlling everything, giving birth to the living entities in this material world. Even at the time of conception, because of the direction of Krishna, the living entity enters into the mother's womb. Without Krishna's direction, living entity will not enter into mother's womb. So the child takes birth according to the direction of Krishna, and Krishna gives direction because of his previous karmic reactions, where he will take birth. So in this way Krishna is in control, both birth and death. And rest thing in this material world, we see he is the supreme controller. And then Krishna says that one has to see the hand of Krishna in this birth and death, which is the ultimate, we say ultimate truth of this material world. One has to take birth and then one has to die. And then he has to go through old age, disease, other things in this material world. And at the same time, Krishna again describes about his opulences in many good qualities. Here, seven qualities have been described: Kirti, Sri, Vak, Smriti, Medha, Dhriti, Kshama. So Krishna is the reservoir of all good qualities. And when in this material world we see some good qualities in someone, then we appreciate that person. And that person becomes glorious in this material world. So that is to be seen, that is the presence of Krishna in him, or we can say the presence of Krishna's energy in him, the Krishna's qualities in him, by which a person becomes glorious in this material world. Because all these qualities are also coming from Krishna. We have no control over these qualities. Sometimes we may think, oh, if I would have become very beautiful, it would have been very nice. I am not so beautiful. But there is no, we cannot do anything about this. It is controlled by Krishna. In the same way, our voice may be rough, but we may wish that if I would have a sweet voice, it would have been very nice. I have a very rough, coarse voice, which is not very good. So sometimes we blame ourselves, oh, I have so many bad qualities, and I am very much fallen in this respect. So anyway, we have no control over this. Whether we are beautiful, or we have good voice, or we get name and fame, all these things are not under our control. So Krishna is the supreme controller, and all these good qualities always remain with Krishna. And by his mercy, when some of these qualities come to any living entity, then that living entity becomes glorious. But sometimes that living entity, out of arrogance or out of false ego, may think, oh, he is so qualified. But if Krishna wants, he can take all those qualities away from him within a moment. Sometimes a person may feel he is very strong, but next moment he may get paralysis. Then his strength is gone. Sometimes one may think he is very beautiful, but next moment he meets an accident, and then his beauty is gone. So all these things are temporary, and this is all given by Krishna only. So here Krishna says that I am also Kirti. I am the fame. So Srila Prabhupada states here that all those qualities are feminine. All these qualities, seven qualities, are feminine. why it is called feminine? Means generally these qualities are seen in women. That's why it is called feminine. That means the Supreme Lord has endowed women with these qualities. It may not be with all women, but with some women. But this is, then that woman becomes very glorious when he is endowed with these qualities. And when these qualities, when a person or a man is also endowed with these qualities, then that man also becomes very glorious. So here Krishna says, I am the fame, Kirti. So one becomes very famous in this material world. If someone is very beautiful, he becomes very famous. Or someone has wealth, like nowadays we see that in the newspaper or sometimes in the news it comes that this such and such person is the most wealthiest person in the world. Then he becomes very famous. Oh, he is the wealthiest person. He has so much wealth. Or someone is very scholarly, then he also becomes famous as a great scholar. So, if someone excels in some of these qualities, then he becomes very famous in this material world. But the greatest fame of a person is something else. Because all these qualities of a person by which one becomes famous in this material world goes away with the death of that person. People may remember him while he is alive as a beautiful person or a wealthiest person, and when he dies, then everyone gradually forgets him. So this type of fame is not eternal fame. That's why when Ramananda Rai met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai that among famous persons, who is really most famous? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked this question. And Srila Ramananda Rai replied that anyone who is famous as a devotee of the Lord, he is the most famous person in this material world. Because a devotee's fame remains eternal. We can see people have forgotten the most beautiful persons of this world. People have forgotten the most wealthiest persons of this world. But people have not forgotten the great devotees of the Lord. Still now, we are reading about them, we are hearing about them, and we are discussing about them. We are discussing about Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. And they appeared in Satya Yuga and other ages. So many years have passed, so many yugas have, millenniums have passed. Still we remember them. They are so famous as great devotees of the Lord. So this is the greatest fame of a person when one becomes a devotee of the Lord. A great devotee of the Lord. So in the same way, we see that specifically some material qualities also are there by which one becomes very famous, and these qualities are actually related with devotion to Krishna. Because these qualities, because of these qualities, one becomes dedicated to Krishna's service. So here we can see kirti, fame, or becoming famous as a great devotee. So what is there in a devotee that makes him famous? We know that he is a devotee of Krishna, but what is there in his devotion that makes him very famous in this material world as a great devotee of Krishna? That quality which makes him a great devotee of Krishna is this chastity. He is chaste to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Prahlad Maharaj, though his father Hiranyakashipu chastised Prahlad Maharaj, wanted to kill him, because Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of Vishnu, and Hiranyakashipu was thinking Vishnu was his opponent, his enemy. But Prahlad Maharaj, even if his life was in danger, but still he did not give up devotion to Lord Vishnu. He did not give up his loyalty, chastity to Lord Vishnu. Let his life will be in danger, but still he would not give up. That is the chastity he showed, exhibited. That's why he became very famous as a great devotee of Krishna. So in the same way we see in the history, so many women became very famous also because of their chastity. Like Mother Sita is quoted as the greatest chaste woman because of her devotion to Lord Ramchandra. In the same way, Anusuya was also very famous as a chaste woman. And there are so many other women, those who are famous in the history. So, so in this you can see that a woman becomes famous with these qualities. When she acquires these qualities given by the Supreme Lord, kirti, sri. Sri means beauty. It can have two meanings. Sometimes it is applied for beauty, sometimes it is applied for opulence. Sri means Lakshmi. So Lakshmi Devi is very beautiful and also opulent. So when a woman is very beautiful and chaste, that is her opulence actually. Woman's opulence is to be, remain chaste, and Srila Prabhupada also said this thing. There are two qualifications for women. That is the chastity. They should be chaste to their husbands and they should know cooking, good cooking. So, so see, the beauty of women, this is given by God. And they can maintain that beauty by becoming chaste. And that is their opulence. A woman's opulence is her chastity and beauty, by which she can please her husband, and in that way, by serving the husband, she can please the Supreme Lord. So here, that is called Sri Bhakcha Narinam, and also the sweet, fine speech of women, that is also considered a good quality, and generally women are endowed with these qualities, that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, smriti, remembrance, by studying the scripture and remembering. And Krishna says that I am the memory. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridisan nivishta mata smriti jnanam apohanamcha. I am sitting in everyone's heart, and from me, knowledge, memory, and forgetfulness comes. So, when someone memorizes something very quickly or just by reading once, then it is to be considered that he has got the mercy of Krishna, that he can remember very quickly. So smriti medha means intelligence by studying the scripture and applying in daily life. That is intelligence. Remember the scripture and apply it in daily life. And then dhriti, firmness. So when one overcomes unsteadfastness, that is a quality, good quality, given to women, that they can overcome this unsteadfastness by dhruti. The mind is very flickering. So, with intelligence, one has to overcome this unsteadfastness. And when someone does that, then that is considered very good. Because generally, it is said that women and children, they can be carried away very easily because of their unsteadfast nature. But if someone is overcoming that unsteadfastness, then he can be steadfast, and that person or that woman cannot be carried away by anyone. With good intelligence, one can overcome this unsteadfastness. And then kshama, patience. That is also another quality of a woman, that because generally in material world one has to go through so many pains and pleasures of this material world. And sometimes we see generally wherever there is something painful, then women generally start to cry, they lament. Actually, it has been stated that the strength of a woman is crying. Like the children, by crying, they can force someone to do something. The women can also do that. So they can lament very easily for something painful. And when something is very pleasurable, they can enjoy. Or they can become very happy. But in both situations, they are carried away by pains and pleasures. But here, it has been stated that who has this quality of kshama or patience, she will not be carried away by pains and pleasures. She will be maintaining equilibrium in both the cases, in pains and pleasures. Samang, Krishna says, Samang Sarvabhutesu. He says, I am equal to everyone. In the same way, if someone has patience, she will not be carried away by painful situations, or will be not be overjoyed in pleasurable situations. In both situations, she will remain equilibrium. So, when a woman is endowed with these qualities, Krishna says, I am these qualities. The women are endowed with. And when a man also acquires these qualities, he also becomes glorious. When a woman acquires these qualities, she becomes glorious. And when a man acquires these qualities, he also becomes glorious. Because these qualities are coming from Krishna. And by acquiring these qualities, one will make progress in spiritual life. And one can actually will be near to Krishna. And in that way, one will be glorious in this material world. So Krishna says that one can see me through all these opulences or through all these qualities in this material world. How I am manifesting in these qualities, and I am the controller of these qualities. Whenever Krishna wants, he can also take away these qualities. So we are actually completely dependent on Krishna in every respect. As far as our material body is concerned, material qualities are concerned, or everything, whatever is related to our material body, everything is actually given by Krishna. And the soul itself is connected with Krishna, coming from Krishna. So we are no way independent of Krishna. We are completely dependent in every respect on the mercy of Krishna. And by His mercy only, we can get rid of this cycle of birth and death and go back to Krishna. To realize this thing, Krishna manifests in different ways in this material world to give us realization, so we can surrender unto Him and make our human life perfect. Hare Krishna. So in the are there any comments or questions? Yes.
Jai Maharaj, thank you for your class. You was quoting about how so many great devotees became famous, like Prahlada Maharaj and other Dhruva Maharaj. And we are now seeing how Srila Prabhupada also became so famous, and also he is becoming more and more famous all over the world. And as you was commenting about that, that I was remembering how he could overcome so many difficulties,
yes,
and out of chastity, like you said, by following his spiritual master. Then I want you to comment something about that.
Thank you very much. There is no doubt about Srila Prabhupada as a great devotee of the Lord, and his loyalty or chastity to his spiritual master and to Guru Parampara. So, when I was giving example of Prahlada Maharaj, that does not mean I was negating Srila Prabhupada, but there are so many devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are the chain of devotees in our parampara and so many other devotees. So,
I want to, that you comment about that those qualities that we can see also in
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, his character.
Yeah. So, we can see that Srila Prabhupada has become very famous as a spiritual leader who actually changed the whole world, who changed the consciousness of the whole world, and made millions of people Krishna conscious. And still now, his movement is going on and is spreading in every town and village, and we expect that this movement will continue, will go on spreading Krishna consciousness for next 10,000 years. And Srila Prabhupada's name will be heard, will be chanted in every town and village of the world. So there is no doubt about this, how Srila Prabhupada has become so famous. And in the history, Prabhupada will be remembered as a great devotee of the Lord and as a great spiritual leader who propagated Krishna consciousness all over the world. So he will remain famous forever in the history. So that is his fame. And also, Srila Prabhupada's bani, which was very sweet and at the same time pure. And his bani or his voice or his words are so pure that has touched the hearts of millions of people and has made them Krishna conscious. That is the purity Srila Prabhupada exhibited in his life to change the hearts of millions of people. Because though there are many sadhus or there are many people who speak also about Krishna, and they speak in a professional way to attract people, but Srila Prabhupada, he spoke the truth of life. He spoke from his heart the eternal message of Krishna, which touched the hearts of millions and made them devotees of Krishna. Though professional people, they also speak about Krishna, but hardly you can find anyone becoming devotee of Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada made millions of people devotees of Krishna. That was his purity. And Also, Prabhupada in his old age, his memory was so sharp. He was quoting so many scriptures, so many verses from different scriptures. And we are amazed to hear that. How Srila Prabhupada could remember all those things and would quote. My pardon? Yeah. So, and he not only quoted the verses from different scriptures, he also applied in his own life and inspired others to apply in their lives. In that way, he changed the lives of millions of people. That was his intelligence. And not only that, he created such a society of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and single-handedly he managed the whole society during his lifetime and engaged devotees all over the world in Krishna's service. And he encouraged everyone to follow Krishna's instructions in their daily life. So that was his intelligence by which he arranged in such a way that devotees from all over the world will continue following Srila Prabhupada's instruction throughout their life. So, Srila Prabhupada, in that way, actually inspired all of us to follow the orders given by him in our daily life and become Krishna conscious, become Krishna's devotees, pure devotees of Krishna. And at the same time, Srila Prabhupada also taught us how to become patient. Because in the material world, we see many ups and downs, many pains and pleasures, and specifically in our own life, we feel so much pains and pleasures, and in social life also we feel the same. So sometimes when we feel pain, we lament. When we feel pleasure, we rejoice. But that is not the way what Krishna wants us to become as his devotees. Krishna wants us to Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. We have to come to that platform where we will not desire for anything material or we will not lament for anything. So we have to come to that platform, then only Madhvakti Labhate Param. Krishna says, when one comes to that platform, then he will perform devotional service to me. So Srila Prabhupada is also teaching us by his own example. He tolerated so many pains and pleasures in his life. And at the old age, he went to America to preach this Krishna consciousness. And he also taught us how to become patient in the situations of pains and pleasures and still continue our Krishna consciousness, by which we can attain Krishna's lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada, by his own example, he has exhibited all these qualities in him, and he has also showed us how to follow his footsteps. And by following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, we can also become glorious devotees of the Lord and propagate Krishna consciousness to benefit the entire world. Hare Krishna. Is okay? Small little time. So thank you very much by giving me the opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada.